my word. It is 4:30 in the afternoon of Tuesday, the 8th of November, and this is day 8 of Napod Pomo, and welcome. It's good to have you along. I am so, so cold. It is absolutely amazing how bitter it is out there at the moment. I got back from my two-day conference about 20 minutes ago, and as I got in to the house, I noticed the heating was on, which is unusual because the heating doesn't normally kick in until about 5 o'clock. But then I realised that because the heating, the temperature in the house had dropped below the minimum nighttime temperature, it had kicked in the heating because it had decided it was too cold. And I'm actually sitting here. I have got a mug of hot coffee and I've got my coat still on because it is that cold in this house. I understand from the Met Office and also BBC Weather that we are due for a snowfall at some point in the next 12 hours. Looking at the graph on the BBC website at the moment, it looks as though it's going to be snowing sometime after midnight in this area. So it's only a yellow warning of snow. So, and no, not a warning of yellow snow, people. So I'm hoping it's not going to be too bad. But all the same, it's not going to do much for how cold it's going to be in the house overnight. So I'd imagine the heating's probably going to keep itself on for the majority of the night. That's going to be a nice gas bill, isn't it? Yeah, thanks for that. Anywho, we have had a question, and I'm actually not going to answer it. And I will explain in full why. So the question comes from everybody's favourite Swiss Frenchman, Yannick, who said that in today's episode, talking about yesterday, in day 7's episode of Napod Pomo, you said you went from, open quotes, one database paradigm to another database paradigm, close quotes. He says, the geek in me is now curious as to know what you mean by that. And he went through a few specifics of what it was I tried to mean by what I said. So I've made the decision that actually I think I'm going to bore people to death if I try and answer that on here. I think I would probably bore myself to death if I tried to explain this on here. So I'm going to deal with this one personally with Yannick. So I'm going to, once I finish doing this recording, I'm going to contact him and have a discussion with him about database technologies and such like. If by any chance, any unlikely chance, there is somebody else out there that is really interested to understand what the different database technologies are that I'm referring to, then do get in touch and I will have that same conversation with you. But I really do not imagine there will be too many people who are going to be that fussed about specific database technologies. I could be wrong. It has been known. So, there you go. So as I mentioned, I've just got back from the conference and I've been wittering on about for the last 2 days. And I've got to say, I'm looking forward to going back to work tomorrow. It's been a great couple of days, but it has been incredibly intense. I mentioned that I was helping to man a stand for diversity and inclusion. And we've had a lot of interest to try and find out exactly what it is that we're trying to achieve. And it's been certainly Monday morning and Tuesday morning sessions were incredibly busy to the point where we just didn't have time to stop. From about 9:15 until I think 10:30, no, 11 o'clock, when the main presentation session started, we can actually stop and relax. It was just constant on the go, people coming up. There's about 400 people coming through on each session. And during that time, we probably spoke to about a third of them, which is a lot of people. It really is. But on the other hand, it was an incredible experience and something that I do enjoy doing it. But I think had there been a third day, I might have found myself in a situation where I'm like, do you know what? I've had enough. But 2 days is about right. It really is. But as I say, I'm looking forward to going back to work tomorrow for a rest. Yes, So there you go. And that's all you're going to get from me today because I'm cold and I want to go and warm up in front of the television. So thank you very much indeed to Yannick for the question that I didn't answer. Oh dear, yeah. So if you would like to ask me a question that I may or may not answer, I will try to. You know I will. You know I will. Then please do drop me an email to napandpomo@thelovebug.org. Don't forget you can follow the progress of this year's project over at thelovebug.org/pod. Theme music was by Jeff Oster, which you can find at jeffoster.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow.